if you just don't want to, you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just
say, no, I can't do it.
Or I just,
I'm not going to do it.
Or I just won't.
Won't do it.
Okay. And talking about kinds of animals now, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
The owl.
What do you call the big owl?
I just call him a big owl.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of owls are there?
Well, the screech owl.
Mm-hmm.
The screech owl and the big owl.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kind of bird that drills holes in the trees?
That's woodpecker.
Have you ever heard him called anything else?
Woodchuck.
Is a woodchuck different from a woodpecker?
I believe a woodchuck is larger than the regular woodpecker. Mm-hmm. I think he's a larger bird.
Have you ever heard a woodpecker called peckerwood?
No, I've always heard him called a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. And a kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
Black and white, it's got a real strong smell.
Uh-huh.
That's polecat.
Uh-huh. Oh, and about the woodpecker, have you ever heard of a chamchack?
Yeah, I've heard of chamchacks.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Someone mentioned that to me.
They're a chamchuck. I believe he's still bigger than that other woodpecker, the one that we call a woodchuck.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still bigger. But, what'd you say?
Cham?
Yeah, the cham.
And say some animals have been coming and raiding your hen roost. Just a general sort of name for animals like that would be?
Possum.
But just a general
name. A coon.
Uh-huh.
General name for mole.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call them bark?
Varmints.
Okay.
Varmints.
What sort of animals are varmints?
Well, I'd think the fox and the coon and the possum would be varmints down here speaking.
Because
That's about all you got. You could have a wildcat once in a while.
Would a wildcat be a varmint?
I think so.
What about a rat or a mouse?
Well, I wouldn't class them as being a varmint. When you're speaking of them down here and getting your stock or your chickens or your eggs, it'd mainly be the fox and the polecat and the coon and the possum.
Mm-hmm. What about a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
That's a coon.
Or something that you see even in the cities would be a... that eats nuts.
Oh, that's squirrel.
What kind of squirrels are there?
Well, we got the flying squirrel. He lives around old stumps in the fields or in the woods, and he goes in them. Then you've got the cat squirrel. He lives in the oak trees and your pecan trees and in hollows. And then you've got your fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And he mostly lives in the pine tree woods.
What's the difference between the fox squirrel and the cat squirrel?
The fox squirrel's about three times as large,
mm-hmm.
twice to three times as large as the cat squirrel. And he mostly eats pine burr, them pine seedlings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a fox squirrel likes. The cat squirrel will eat them, but he mostly likes nuts.
Mm-hmm. Something kind of like a squirrel and it can't climb trees
and it's like a squirrel. I guess that'd be a rabbit.